welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting to you from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Hakamin-speaking Musqueam people. My name is Lucy, and you're listening to the Student Special Hour on this Friday morning. So we're going to get started off right away listening to a broadcasting event that I was a part of a couple months ago, actually, in the Totem Residency. So it was with a broadcasting panel of the Talon, CITR Radio, the UBC, her campus, as well as This Week at UBC. A bunch of students got together to talk to first-year residents at Totem about their experiences getting involved in broadcasting. So this is about a 30-minute segment of that panel and that broadcasting event, and a little taste of what it means to be a part of broadcasting, journalism, and on-campus media. Stay tuned to CITR 101.9 for more on the Student Special Hour. All right, okay, so I've been involved with CITR for 4 years now. I started in my first year, I actually lived in Totem in my first year as well, and I found that there was too much going on at UBC campus. Didn't find that I had one place to go or one place to be, and I really wanted like your own campus and having somewhere to like eat lunch or somewhere where you could say hi to people that you knew. So I basically wanted a community, and so I went on Imagine Day and I like scoured around and I kind of landed on the radio station and never showed up for like 4 or 5 months, didn't do anything, and then finally was like, no, I got to make this happen, and just decided to join and have been like absolutely addicted ever since. So.
I'm Jessica. I'm one of the editors for Her Campus, which is an online magazine for UBC. Her Campus just started 3 years ago. I was one of the first writers on board. I had a friend in an English class who I had literally just met at the beginning of second year who was like, I'm going in this meeting for this magazine. Do you want to come? And I was like, I need friends. Sure. And then I went and started writing for Her Campus. And then our editor graduated that year, and so I came on as editor and have been an editor with a variety of other editors co-editing with me for 2 years. And, yeah, going strong since. I also used to live here also in Quok, so that was, like, very surreal walking back here.
Well, my name is Afi. I'm on the editorial collective of the Talon, which is UBC's alternative press. We are an online publication, and we just started last year. We're in our second year of running. So far, we've had one print edition. We're trying to get another one going. Depends on funding. I got involved through, I guess, the activist community on campus. I have a lot of friends and, I guess, people I know who are involved with, I guess, feminism and activism and all that on campus, and had friends on the editorial collective in the first year, and then decided to join for the second year, and that's how I got on there.
I'm Jack Howie. I'm the opinions and blog editor at the UBC, which is your official student newspaper since 1918. very old. How I got involved, I signed up on Imagine Day in my first year. Ticked every box, and the next day I got an email that was like, do you need someone covered the men's hockey team the whole year? And I was very into hockey, so I wrote about men's hockey for a whole year for an audience of approximately 5 people. And I was sports editor next year, and now I'm going to use the blog in the future.
Cool. Hi, I'm
Sanya,
one of the co-hosts of
This
Week at UBC. It's like the weekly video series that tells you the events that are happening on campus. The way I got involved was when I lived in Homestown. I also lived in Totem for my first and second year here. And the RA was involved in the series. I thought it was really cool and fun. We got to talk about events and do fun, quirky videos. It was really fun to me. And then I knew someone else who was a co-host, Liam Watson. Maybe you've heard about him. Maybe you know him. And he had talked about like there was a position open, so decided to audition. And I think kind of my personality, I'm pretty outgoing, talkative type person, so I liked that kind of a role. And yeah, I've been involved since third year now, so it's my third year being co-host. And I'm excited to do more videos.
All right, so thank you all for taking some time to introduce yourselves. Next, we're going to move into questions in order to learn more about our panelists. So the first question, how this will work is we'll start with some of our own questions, and then if any of you have any questions that you would like to ask our panelists, we'll be fielding some from you in a little while. So our first question that we have is, what would be the best way for students that are interested in getting involved with journalism, video communication, broadcasting, what would be the best way for them to get involved in something like that? And any of you can start.
Mm-hmm.
I can start. I think volunteering, just get yourself out there. Even everyone I run into, like, how did you get involved? And you forget that it's even a big thing, because for you it's like, oh, I just made a video and they thought it was like good enough to come back. There's so many opportunities on campus, so I think even if you're interested in like social justice or like communications or hockey, you know, whatever, there's something to, you know, fill your passion. So any way you can, just get involved. Yeah,
just to like bounce off that. I like to call it, like, well, we like to call our station a little bit about do-it-yourself radio. So we provide resources, training, workshops. Everything is there. There's trained staff, full-time staff, part-time staff, all sorts of people from all the different places. We have workshops with CBC and members of CBC and all this sort of stuff. But it's kind of sitting there waiting to be used. We go about 3/4 of the way, and it's sort of like you have to meet us the rest of the way. And that's one of the things that I always try to tell people a lot is, like, it's just to try, like you said, it's just to get involved, just to, like, if you're excited and you want to try, just try. And the other thing that is important to know when you're getting involved is that a lot of the time everyone else who's starting out doesn't actually know what they're doing, or doesn't really know what they're doing. They might have written something in high school or done something before, but often they're not coming in, like, at least especially with radio, with pretty much no experience previously in radio, no experience in this area. CITR kind of has this rep for being a little bit like niche and clicky, but we all like are quite the opposite. It's like very safe and open environment, and we kind of joke around like in the executive and stuff that we kind of are just still, after years of doing it, are still floundering a little bit sometimes and are still need to ask for help. So you're never going to be like, it's going to be this like moment where you're perfect. It's just, you just have to try and do it yourself and keep working on it.
Yeah, to bounce off that, nobody has freedom in the startup. And that's what opportunities in the university are for, is to like, not know what you're doing and get guidance for people who kind of know what they're doing. So when a volunteer or a prospective volunteer or someone who's like vaguely interested in taking pictures of dogs wanders into the UBC office and they're like, hi, I'm vaguely interested in taking pictures of dogs. This makes us very, very happy, and our photo editor or video editor or whoever is most relevant to the thing that you kind of want to do will absolutely be all over you instantly and try and recruit you for the next thing that's coming up. So it's a very beginner-friendly process, and so I would say you just drop by the office, or if that's scary, which I totally get, sign up online. You can do that for pretty much any of these. For us, it's ubc.ca/volunteer, but there are emails everywhere who is from.
I think my biggest issue, like, I'm in fourth year now and I only just got involved with the TALED this year. The reason it took me so long, I think, was because I was concerned that, like, you know, I have this network of people, but I didn't want to use it because I was like, why would they want to work with me of all people? But you would be surprised. No one really fully knows what they're doing, and everybody is, like, open to, I guess, like, getting help and, like, doing what they can to get you involved, too. So I think, like, the best way is that if you have that, like, one random person you added on Facebook, like, a year ago who keeps posting opportunities, like, message them and be like, hey, can I help? It works. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Just kind of, you know, spontaneously going to things really worked out for me. Her campus is a little bit harder to access just because we are smaller, but I don't know, our email address also very easily findable with Google. I don't know, we try to, because we are a lot smaller, we try and do meetings every week, which everybody is welcome to attend. We have a pretty small attendance currently because we're pretty small, but yeah, we kind of do it as like a kind of a same thing as CITR, like kind of community style, and a lot of people come to meetings every week, and maybe they've only ever contributed an article once because that's all they had time for, but they just like sitting in meeting for whatever reason. It's just me blathering on about mostly what happened to me this week, and then we do pitches at the end. But yeah, some people enjoy that. And sometimes the other co-editor, who's a better person than I, brings snacks. So yeah, things like that happen.
To bounce off some of those ideas as well, like a couple things that is that we want you. Like, I think that's something that people don't realize is that, like, you're like, oh man, like, do you think they'll like us or whatever? It's like, no, we want you. Like the all of these, all of us and CITR is like a network of like 300 volunteers. We need those volunteers. Like, we would collapse, fall, and burn in a big pile if that weren't happening. And so that's like something to keep in mind, is that you can like do a little strut when you walk up and be like, hey, what can you offer me? You're like, not quite, but you like, there is a bit of like, we want you guys to be involved. We want folks to be involved and get excited about this. So when someone, like you said, when someone walks in, it's just like, hey, like, do you mind? We're like, jump on you. And we're like, yes, please. Other thing is asking questions. I feel like a lot of people, I particularly, especially when I started my job at CITR, I'd been volunteering for a long time, and I thought that because I was working, I was supposed to know what I was doing and like really like be on top of it. And I got in trouble, not in trouble, but I ran into problems and tried to solve them by myself and couldn't. And then later on, staff would just come up to me and be like, hey, just ask questions. It's okay. Like, and that was really great to hear. And so from any level, you can continue to learn from other people and continue to ask questions.
Thank you very much. So the next question we have for the panelists are, what are some topics or themes that you've written about or blogged about or put on the radio that you really enjoy, that you're really interested in, or what are some themes or topics you'd like to, you know, discuss in the future? Anyone can go ahead.
I mean... I think I've gotten this question at every single table I've ever run. Someone always walks up and is like, so are you guys feminists? And my personal answer to that is I believe in equality. So, yeah, I mean, it is called Her Campus, so we do write about a lot of women's issues. And I don't know, I've always... Her Campus is part of a national network, so you go in with a lot of benefits that some startups maybe wouldn't necessarily have. So as small as we are on UBC campus currently, it's a huge thing that has like thousands of members across North America. So you are joining this community, even if our own personal community is pretty small. But going along with that, we do have like a big pink banner that says Her Campus, and that's part of who we are. And it makes me a little bit sad when usually men will walk by our table and see that it says Her Campus and either laugh and we'll keep walking or like look and like be curious and then realize that there's only women sitting at the table and look sheepish and continue walking by. And I always try and call out to them because we are writing for and by women and to kind of make it a media space that's centered around women, because that was kind of a whole... on campus that wasn't being filled. But some of our articles are really great, and I don't, just because it's that is what our base is, doesn't mean that we're specifically just for women. And that's the end of my rant about Her Campus.
CITR's mandate is to have create an opportunities for underrepresented voices in media. So again, same kind of thing, is that we just try to keep it, everything that we do is something that someone else isn't already doing in a major way. That's why it's sort of community-based, nonprofit, because it's sort of calling out to the people who don't get an opportunity and saying, hey, let us help you talk about these things. Hey, let us help you experience these things and be the voice, talk about these things. So we do everything from, so we have like International Women's Day special programming, Transgender Day of Remembrance special programming, everything and anything that anyone wants to talk about, as long as it's not homophobic, like transphobic, sexist, anything like that. Obviously, I kind of just say, like, don't be a rude person. I was gonna say a worse word, but don't be the person that you know that you wouldn't want to hear talk about these things. But you can be critical, and you can say things that you can't say on other radio stations. And I think that's what a lot of people like. You can talk like that you don't like a certain politician very adamantly quite possibly not belligerently, but maybe adamantly, about how you don't like, say, for example, Harper, and why you don't like it, or why you don't like Trudeau, and why you don't like him. And you can, or you can bring in panelists of all sorts of different types who have all sorts of wide-ranging variety of opinions that maybe some you agree with and some you don't. But it's sort of like, it's an opportunity to sort of like poke the bear a little bit and say, here are things that people aren't talking about. But now let's talk about them really loudly. And so that's a lot of what CITR does, is give the space for people who don't get an opportunity to speak. And so we give like opportunities. We have an accessibility collective for people with issues of accessibility, Indigenous collective, women's collective. And again, these spaces are not exclusive to those types of people. They're allies and people who identify that way. So it's like everything we do, we're trying to promote these voices, but they're not exclusive to those voices. Everyone is giving an opportunity to speak their own mind and to give other people an opportunity to speak their mind.
We're basically the exact same, but in, you know, article format. We call ourselves alternative media, alternative being that, like, anything that is not mainstream that isn't already covered by the BBC will do it, which means that we publish mostly articles thus far, but we're trying to get more into, like, cartoons, poetry, short stories, anything like that, and also, like, very much rooted in anything anti-oppressive, anti-racist, anti-sexist, anti-colonization, and it's also like with the goal of, I guess, making the voices who are usually quiet louder, publishing people's personal stories, their personal opinions, their experiences, that kind of thing. And I love that we do that. I love that, I mean, in the first year that the Talon was publishing articles like that, I love that I could read things like that and personally identify with what was being written, where I couldn't find that in other publications anywhere that I was reading.
Yeah, the Talon is alternative and the UBC is mainstream.
Which is good too.
Yeah, the UBC has been around since 1918. Kind of an established face at UBC, although some years have been sillier than others. Because the editorial collective changes every year. But we try to, for news, we try to be as objective as possible. We, in the past decade or so, we've really narrowed our scope to just UBC issues and issues that affect, that could affect UBC students, like university life and stuff. So anything that is going on at UBC, we feel like we're duty to report it, whether that be sports or plays happening or news with the AMS or UBC or the Board of Governors. Personally, I thrive on campus drama at the highest levels. So recently, it's been awesome. Following along.
Lots to take in.
Scandals, scandal after scandal. So our news team has been crushing that. And as opinions editor, my job is to edit and publish the letters and opinions that we get from us. So anytime a student is happy or, as is usually the case, extremely pissed off at something, and they write a letter to us, I have to talk to them and make it coherent and then put it on our website. And I love when more than one person writes about an issue, because that means there's back and forth, and then there's a discussion, and then people are taking each other's views into account and listening and rebounding. And I think that is the coolest thing for education. About things that people might not even be thinking about.
Cool, yeah. So the city of UBC is a little different. It's not a huge team like the Talon or the UBC. We literally talk about what's happening this week at UBC. It's mostly about the events, the different clubs and like institutions are happening, like the holding. It's really great. We've been able to highlight some things that people wouldn't really go out to, like if it's like an Earth and Ocean Sciences event. Like people will go to the calendar events, people will go to maybe even things that they've heard about, if it's from the Talon or like CITR, but usually it's very faculty specific or very like field specific things you just don't really hear about it unless you're in that faculty or field. I got involved because I think it's more communications more than it is like a journalistic organization, but there's lots of things that we do. We like talk to things like different clubs that are holding these events. There's been like one-on-one interviews. Last year, our co-host went to, there was the big, I think it was the hockey, Thunderbirds, who went to the I didn't go. Ryan Arquito went and did the Winterfest thing, and this year we also profiled Imagine Day. So it's not as obviously as thorough as like a journalistic organization or like a newspaper, but we do get to highlight cool events that are happening on campus, and that's awesome through video, because that's a little different than on print, because most people don't want to read about events. They're more likely to, you know, kind of interact with it if it's happening through video.
Okay, thank you. So our next question, which is based off of our first one, is with all the different opinions, stories, events that you could potentially discuss, how do you determine what's important or worthy of communicating?
A lot of the time, so our system of structure is like very different. It's very volunteer based. So we have 8 full-time staff, 6 work studies, and 300 volunteers. That includes a board of governors, a student executive, and they make major logistical decisions and major organizational decisions, but there's no central body making any content decisions. So no one decides yes, no, maybe, sort of, whatever. Every individual, each show is run by a different person. Each individual gets to choose what is made or collective. So like the news team will decide amongst themselves. Those are mostly journalism, Masters of Journalism students. Art, same deal. We have a full-time volunteer member who runs those. So they are usually more experienced. They have a better opportunity to know what people want to listen to and what people don't. But, for example, I run a show 10 to 11 on Friday mornings called Student Special Hour, and it is student initiatives and campus life. That is what I've been given, and no other restrictions. So anything that happens on campus, political, not goofy thing that happened, a music show, anything I can talk about, interview professors, interview students. So that gives me a wide range within campus. A lot of programmers get everything. So they can talk about music shows, they can talk about political events, they can talk about whatever they want. A lot of the time they're themed, which makes their show a lot stronger. So when you come in and you create a show, which is a very easy process, by the way, you get to decide sort of what you want to do. And it could be like, I just want to play tunes. Cool. Can you talk in that time and make it interesting? Yeah, sure, do your thing. If you want, say, to be about a specific topic, then you can run with that as well. I'll give you opportunities to do interviews. We contact you with bands or with promoters and say, here's a bunch of bands that are coming to town. Does anyone want to interview? Does anyone want to go and table? Does anyone want to write an article? No one picks it up. Doesn't happen. So it's very volunteer-based, very interest-based. So we do a lot of like, what do you want to hear? Well, then go make it kind of happen. And that's sort of the way we run our stuff.
For us, section autonomy is huge, which means that every editor of every section gets to decide what they're going to put in their section. So the sports editor gets to choose which games he's going to cover, and the news team gets to choose which things they're going to talk about. A lot of that is precedent, so things that happen every year or things that have been deemed important in past years, we continue with our selections. We do very in-depth coverage of that. But generally, we will be looking at UBC as an institution constantly. We will be looking at what matters to students, whether that be our friends or what Facebook events we see or people in student government. We will be looking at the AMS constantly and attending their meetings and going through their minutes to look for any signs of controversy that we can poke at and stir up. Whatever is important to UBC is what we try to explain.
Yeah, thanks. Someone who's speaking to UBC, it's obviously not as opinion or article based. It's just basically what's happening on campus. So UBC Events has a calendar that has a whole bunch of events that are happening that month, and we go through on a week-by-week basis. We sit down, give me once a week, and we talk about what 4 or 5 events can we use on our video. Depending on how much time we have, we try to make skits. This year it's been really busy, so we're kind of all doing like monologue pieces and just talking about the events. But in the past, we've done things like, I think it was a great trek. We did a funny little video where we like ran around campus and then talked about their events while running around campus. We've done, I think, video for Winterfest. We were on the ice, talking. We were at Thunderbird Sports Center. actually skating. So yeah, it's pretty easy. Everyone thinks it takes a lot more time than it actually does. We just see what's there and we try to provide content for it.
Yeah, I mean, we also focus on mostly on-campus stuff. Again, fairly small team. I am one of the publishing editors. Me and one other person have publishing power for the magazine. So I guess I'm the person who decides what does and does not get published. But, I mean, I really, like, when we first started Her Campus, it was kind of just making sure anybody who had something to say was going to be heard. And I think that we've pretty well stuck to that. If we're happy to run, like, kind of the same thing you said, like, just don't be a jerk on the internet.
That's
you're
a good
pretty
word.
Much good to go.
I was thinking of a worse word.
Yeah, there's some people on the internet. So, but yeah, and I mean, we do tend to stray a little bit more towards female-oriented content. But yeah, I don't know, campus stuff. I really love listicles with GIFs, so that's what I tend to write, but yeah.
I was just going to say, for our women's collective, the women's collective probably runs quite similarly mm-hmm. in some ways. And one of the things that people get a little confused is that it's about promoting, at least for us, it's about promoting women's voices.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be women issues.
Yeah.
This is not, you're not talking about, like, periods for, like, 3 hours, you know? It's
yeah.
literally...
That's, like, 1 hour talk.
Yeah, yeah. Like, right. I mean, like, maybe hour and a half.
Yeah,
you know.
It depends.
But, yeah, you would talk... It's literally just to be like, hey, you identify as a female... Your voice is not often, literally your voice is not heard on the air. You want to talk about the same things anybody else talks about? Cool. But if you just physically want your voice more recognized, it's about putting those bodies in those seats, putting those bodies in those places, because you find that the more voices you have involved, the different kind of people, the better it is, because it is, like you said, there's a conversation, there's a discourse, mm-hmm. there's difference in opinions, just by the facts of nature that people have come from different places by identifying in different ways. And that's why it's about promoting these, like, voices, promoting people with issues of access, promoting people in, who identify as indigenous. Like, this is not always about that idea, but it's just about promoting those voices.
Yes.
I think the way the talent, I guess, chooses what to publish is maybe a little bit different. We very much are opinionated. We don't really do unbiased, like, journalistic reports, because that's already being done. And I guess the way that we decide what is valuable for us to publish is if nobody's talking about it, we'll talk about it. And the same thing, if your voice isn't being heard, if other publications, for whatever reason, won't publish your piece, we can probably do it. There's also, I guess, how we physically decide what to publish is that we run off of consensus, which is a lot more of a complicated process than it sounds like. So essentially, the whole collective has to agree that we're okay with publishing something, or rather, we have to make sure nobody disagrees to publishing something, especially if it's on a more sensitive or, you know, really opinionated topic. Yeah, that's how we decide what to publish. But in the whole time I've been there, we've maybe declined one article, and that was it. We will essentially publish anything and everything. Yeah, please write for him.
And any ideas, that's just, I think this has kind of been mentioned, but any ideas that you had, like, that if you want something to be shown or to be done, and you're like, people come up to us and they're like, oh, do you do this? But we're like, no, but do you want to? Like, do you want to do that thing? Like, do you want to, you know, a segment on, like, the dogs of UBC? Like, do it, right? Like, if there's a void, then be the one that fills it. And, like, you don't have to go it alone. You don't have to be the, like, it doesn't have to be, like, you know, this one person force, but to start this idea, that's how everything starts here, right? This is how every one of these situations has started, is someone's had an idea, and then someone else is like, oh, that's a cool idea, let's do that thing, and then it continues and continues. And CITR started literally just broadcasting in the residences, and it was like a couple kids with some like vinyl records just like chilling, and like no joke, who just like sat around and were like, yeah. And then they got some credibility and got the FM license, and they now we promote all of our Point Grey and like whatever. And so this is like, it keeps growing, and now we're in the new set, and it's like, because people keep getting excited about what we're doing, because people keep joining and wanting to like create this community, so like you can be part of that.
Thank you. do everything you ask me to. Just a wild style that I'm accustomed to. Spray on the haters, I cut some dudes. They retaliators, I cut them dudes. Cross your faders, cut them too. Hold you for hours like custom crews. Border patrol, 5-0, rush them through. Bottle patrol, know them all, pay them dues. I don't think you know who you praying to. Porcelain pillow, alters your point of view. Porter singers, with no song to sing to. Well, that's what I'm gonna bring for you. It's a brand new, never been used. Never blood caught, bum cloth still blue. Never turn coat on the hometown kooks. That'll never do. No, no, oh, 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 nah, nah, cousin. That'll never do. Cousin, nah, nah, cousin, oh, no.
Do you really wanna party like the hottest of the hotties? You can start by acting naughty. Go ahead, move that body on me, darling. But if you wanna be a part of something like a drawing, you can start backing up off me. Go ahead, lose that fawning, starving, awning.
I like what you're asking me. I like that you're a dancing queen. I like the way you're asking groove. I like your answers too. Even when it's rhetorical, even then you still tore a hole through me, the scene, belief systems, the ceiling. Oh, to the word, what a feeling. Joy to this world, girls got it steaming. Hope it ain't wrong, hope it ain't wrong. How to get you home, oh, left scheming. Oh, to the word, what a feeling. Joy to this world, girls got it steaming. Won't take long, won't take long. When I get you home, oh, wet dreaming. Call it as you see it, I see first thoughts, I dream it. You only seeing it as far as you believe it. I be the best, the rest be freezing. None of y'all can handle the steam, these girls be leaving. What more can I say? We all want some of that stuff we used to eat in the old days. What was that called again? Oh yeah, poutine. 13, 14, 14 teenage moms. Urban warfare, wholesalers, suburban suicide bombs. Tipping point comms, daughters and sons. Either you teeter on the edge, or teach her all you know about keeping just friends. Traffic and weather, talk about it forever. Whether it matters is however we battle. Calling all squads, day of reckoning, flash mob. Get to reckon it, find a new drug. Existentialist, past gone, next to heavenless. Out of my head, out of my mind. Rather be dead, rather be blind. Trading in graceful, simple pleasures and calling it practical measures.
Do you really wanna party like the hottest of the hotties? You can start by acting naughty. Go ahead, move that body on me, darling. But if you wanna be
Canada, I am your queen. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Splendid.
The spice extends life. The spice expands consciousness. The spice is vital to space travel.
The Spice of Life is CITR's weirdest post-rock-based show. We play post-rock and talk about whatever stuff is on my mind. Guests include my mom, George Takei Soundboard, Steven, author of The Heaviest Cat, and any of my friends that couldn't find something better to do. Tune into my mom's favorite radio show, The Spice of Life, from 8 to 9 p.m. alternating Thursdays on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is Ben from Greymaker.
This is Boss of the Web.
Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Drawn.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Audie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric City.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Brett Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jerron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people, won't you?
Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. I hope everyone's doing pretty well tonight. This morning, I don't know why I keep doing that. This morning, on a Friday morning, I hope everyone's doing quite well. I did a pre-recorded, I don't know if anyone listening kind of noticed the difference there, but my first half of my show was pre-recorded. I knew it was going to be a bit of a struggle to get here this morning because of St. Patrick's Day last night. If anyone else did St. Patty's Day last night, I'm here in solidarity with you, struggling this morning. And we've got a couple things. I know it's only about 13 minutes left in my show today, but we've got a couple things still going on in the last few minutes of the show. One thing that we are going to be doing is we're going to be giving away some tickets to the LFS Bonfire Party. So this is put on, if anyone was listening about 2 weeks ago, LFS is putting on a big bonfire, relaxed kind of dance party going on in the Old Nest Ballroom, I'm pretty sure, and Old Sub Ballroom. And it's going to be a really good time. There's going to be chocolate fountains and tons of party lights. The UBC EDM Club is going to be running the music and just tons of good stuff going on. So if you like those tickets, you can call in to the CITR on-air number, 604-822-2487. So you can call me right now during this song, and we can get you those tickets. Or you can go on to the CITR page, and you can share the post that I just put up on the CITR page. And if you do that, first two people to share that post will get those tickets. And it's two tickets per person who shared this post. So go do that right now. I know you're probably snoozing, but it's very, very, very important that you go to this bonfire party and enjoy the experience that the LFS First Years have created for you.
All right. So I have a little bit of an anecdote from my first year, from my St. Paddy's Day night. I did celebrate it just like the Irish. Had a really great night. I had a Guinness or two, and really enjoyed my time celebrating St. Paddy's Day. I actually had to do it particularly much because I am actually moving to Ireland in August, so I have to start learning the ways of the Irish. But beyond that, I actually ended up running into Jared Padalecki. I don't know if anyone else is a big Supernatural fan or Gilmore Girls fan, but for me, it was a really good time. I was very, very, very embarrassed, and my friend ended up calling him over and making him take a photo with me, and it was a really good time to do that too, especially with the St. Paddy's Day vibes flowing. And it was great because actually about 2 years ago, I met Jensen Ackles at a Starbucks that I was working at. Jensen Ackles is the other brother of the Supernatural pair. And so now I've met Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles, so I can die happy now. All right, so while everyone is recovering from their St. Paddy's Day hangovers, just like me, we're going to be playing an Aidan Knight song to ease you into this Friday morning. So this is going to be Aidan Knight with All Clear. And don't forget to call in right now to win those tickets, or share that post to win the tickets as well. All right. So this is Aidan Knight with All Clear.
I'm alone with the thought of it. Night outside, it's there and it's gone again. Counting it fast and keeping it slowly. Time, all clear. I'm alone with the thought of it. When we see it, we believe it in the air. All things go. When I see it, well, I believe in the air, all things go. Some things get lost and go missing, wandering off. But in time, counting too fast, keeping things slowly. So in time.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back. That was Aiden Knight with All Clear. So far, no one has claimed these tickets. So this is LFS US FYC, if you can remember any of that. I think that's LFS Undergrad Society First Year Committee. It presents Bonfire Dance. This is on Thursday, March 24th. It's going to be running from 9 p.m. to the wee hours of the morning at the UBC Student Union Building, the old ballroom. Or not old, but in the other sub. And this is going to be looks like it's gonna be a really good time. There's gonna be DJ list is Hyphenated Nostalgics, and there's more to come. And it's going to be there's gonna be a chocolate fountain. I know that's a big selling point for a lot of people. And $5 are early bird tickets if anyone else is interested in getting these tickets. But even better than that, you can call in right now. You only have about 5 more minutes to do it, or you can share the post on Facebook and you will get tickets to that event. So make sure you do that. It's going to be a good time. It's also a Thursday night, but it's on the long weekend next weekend. So next weekend we have, I think, Friday and Monday off. So that's going to be a really good opportunity to get some snooze in, get some sleep. I know I will definitely be taking advantage of that. And you know, get a little rest up before the end of the semester destroys us all in those exams. I know everyone's going to be struggling a little bit in the last little section of the semester. So this will be a great opportunity to get that sleep in and have a little bit of a break on that great Easter weekend. So we've got some other events coming up. I know I've talked about this one before, but UBC Improv is having Impulse Festival this week. It's actually just running for a couple more days. It's been from March 16th to 19th, and it's got there's going to be tons of different groups from all over the Lower Mainland and actually all over Canada. We've got University of Regina, University of Saskatchewan coming, Hitchhikers Improv, I don't know where that's from, but that sounds great just in itself. UBC Improv Blockbuster and Chill is on Saturday, tomorrow, with the Dead Parrot Society and the Festival Ensemble. I'm not really sure, actually. I guess these are the group names. They're pretty creative, though, so you already know from this that it's going to be a good time. $3 for a single show, $7 for a festival pass, doors at 6 p.m., show at 7 p.m. You still have tonight and tomorrow to go check that out. As well, there's today at 3 p.m., there's Unloggable Day, the NCRSA, the National Campus Radio Association, National Campus Community Radio Association, can't forget the community, is doing Unloggable Day, where they're doing a special broadcast. It's an unloggable compilation, and that's going to be broadcasting all the way across Canada from 3 to 6 p.m., something the different radio stations will be playing this series throughout that. And as well, tonight, Film Society is putting on Shrek Beer Garden today at 7 p.m., and they'll be running probably till about 11. It says midnight here, but they're usually done about 11 or 12, so that's a really great opportunity. And one that I think a lot of people have been waiting a long time for this one. I at least have. I never got tickets, but hopefully someone else did. His Daughter is playing tonight at the Volk Theater at 7 p.m. I think it's going to be a great show. I am in love with Daughter, so hopefully you are too. And you can enjoy that show. If you still want tickets, there might be probably some on the Facebook page. They usually do that where they sell off just the night of. Occasionally. And as well tonight, if you can't make it to Daughter at the Vogue, you can make it to the UBC Bike Rave. So there's going to be a bike rave all over campus today. And that's going to be a really good time. It's usually supposed to be, it's a bit crazy. There's just tons of people like running around, well, biking around campus, looking like crazy people. That's going to be coming up tonight. So even if you don't want to bike rave, you can go watch people bike rave, which is almost as fun. And see that's going on at campus. I think they start today about 7 p.m. and they're going to be at Kerner's Plaza, and they're going to be moving around different parts of the campus and stopping and doing like a little bit of a rave dance party. So at 7 p.m. they're going to be decorating bikes, decorating party with DJ and free bike tune-ups. And at 8 p.m., they start moving. The Odyssey begins, it says, Root warning, super ravey. So there's that as well. And they'll be finishing at a secret final location where there'll be a DJ set up to keep the party going. Party Well is hosting an official after party in the Nest for free. So this is all here for you tonight. So don't miss out on campus, everything that's going on. Thank you so much for listening to the Student Special Hour today and listening to my pre-recorded broadcast of the broadcast and journalism panel. And I hope you enjoyed it. And let me know what you think. If you didn't, I'm happy to hear that as well. So before we finish off in homage to Daughter playing tonight at the Vogue, we're going to finish off with Daughter Youth. Thanks so much. It's the Student Special Hour. Tune in every Friday morning from 10 to 11. And next up, we have Nelly with the Cat's Pajamas. And after, Dave Radio with Radio Dave.
Shadow settle on the place that you left. Our minds are troubled by the emptiness. Destroy the middle, it's a waste of time. From the perfect start to the finish line. And if you're still breathing, you're the lucky ones. 'Cause most of us are heaving through corrupted lungs, setting fire to our insides for fun, collecting names of the lovers that went wrong, the lovers that went wrong. Setting fire to